Thoughts on Haggai. Haggai chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Repetition. Do you not like it when preachers repeat themselves? Well, God does. His prophets did. Christ did. So did the apostles. Why do they repeat? Because they reinforce the doctrine. That's why. Because, my friend, the hearers, and I'm one of them, were so slow to hear, slow to understand, so quick to forget. We hear a sermon, we hear a discourse, we read a passage, and we hardly know what we've heard or what we've read. We need repetition. And you get it here in verses 18 to 19. Almost word for word from what we had in a previous discourse. From this day on, from the 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. Haggai chapter 2, 18 to 19. I say that's repetition. It's the same point. It's reinforcing the point. It's emphasizing the point. It's stressing the point. Think carefully, Judah. Think what you're doing. From now on, maybe there's a future in this, but it was in the days past, in the future, the previous reference to this. No more slipping back. You remember what this happened? There was no fruit. There was no fruit in the orchard. There was no seed left in the barn. Blight and mildew had hit them, and so on. This agricultural society, this society depending on the field and the farm and the orchard and so on, there's no seed. There's no fruit in the orchard. It's all gone. The economy has gone into meltdown, and disaster and famine is on the road. And the reason? Well, as before, because this people, even though they've come back from exile, taken into exile because of their apostasy, they've come back and they're living as carnal. They're acting carnally. Do we not find it today? The carnal Christian, so-called. 1 Corinthians 3, that's Paul's rebuke. It's not a praise saying, oh, there are some people who are carnal Christians. Not at all. To be a carnal man is to be a man of the flesh. It's a criticism that Paul is making there. And God is making the same criticism to Haggai, through Haggai, to the people of Judah. From this day on, consider carefully. Think on your ways. Work out your own salvation, for it's God who works in you. James chapter 2, you can talk about faith. You can talk about that. But show me by your works. This is not salvation by works, but it's works because of salvation, because of justification. Get real with God. That's what Haggai is saying. Of course, in the Old Covenant, it was literal fruit in the field, prosperity on the farm, success in war. To travel straight into the new covenant with that brings the prosperity gospel to the front. Oh, we can't have that. That's wrong. That's misreading the covenants. But there is a spiritual equivalent. We need this doctrine repeated and reinforced to us, brothers and sisters. We must be a spiritual people. From this day on, consider, think carefully. If you're going to commit apostasy, then judgment is on the road. Them that honour me, I will honour. May we be in that band today and every day. Amen.